maybe 30. So with that, I wanted to pass it on to Ways and Means. See if there's any meaning. Do this quickly. I'm not sure that, I think it was mostly section one changes. Section two. Just a distance change there, yeah, 250 feet. I think everything else is the same. To maintain the facility is located in, go to a school, we say, maintain that 750 and license care center. Okay. Maintain that distance there. Okay.
Mr. Chair,
yes, ma'am.
A couple of questions, and actually the 750 feet I was concerned about was in section 5,
because
I noted that in what essentially becomes a 36 square block area, you won't find such a square block area that doesn't have a child care center in a residential area. But more to the point, in under subsection 2 of section 5, in an area zoned for residential use, facility may not provide services to persons, so on and so forth. Assuming that there is a such a facility located somewhere, I assume the intent is for it to be put into an industrial zone or a farm zone or so forth. Am I understanding the intent of that subsection?
I think that's what it, for the most of the time, that's what would possibly occur.
Mm-hmm. Well, if the industrial zone or the farm zone is rezoned to allow it to have a residential facility, doesn't it then become banned in the very language of the subsection?
What was your question again?
If the industrial area or the farm zone is rezoned with a designation that would allow a residential facility, then doesn't it become an area zoned for residential use and if not permitted?
It very well be. It'll have to have the argument of rezoning. I have to occur.
Because in that case, essentially the says such a facility can be located no place in the state.
Maybe the argument. Okay. 750 feet was not negotiable.
This is actually subsection 2, not related to subsection 1 with the...
Are you under subsection 2 of...
Subsection 2, 123.
5?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's under this language, I think as soon as an area, a halfway house, can be put into a farm zone, then they essentially rezoned it to allow residential use, and then it becomes a prohibited function.
Could very well happen.
Mr. Chair, I know you suggested we send this to Ways and Means. I'd like to suggest we go ahead and send it to the floor. I think there's probably a lot of substantive work left to be done, and the floor would be kind of interesting.
Thank you for your input. Any other considerations here? Okay. Chair moves. A-17. I want you to know that the other amendments do not pertain that we were working on. This is all new. This replaces the bill.
Chairman, I noticed that the 15 were included in the 17.
Yes. It's just you added the 15s in there. Yeah, I did miss that. That was on.
That is in here.
Yeah.
Okay. I think everything we tried to address, most everything does. Committee recommendations and other things. Chairman is A-17 from the Bell 10 Board. Any further discussion? Any opposition? Yes. President Merkley opposes. And the required number of votes shall move. Chairman of Senate Bill 1040 as amended to Ways and Means. Any further discussion? Hearing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Clunick.
Aye.
Representative Effington.
Aye.
Representative Kukui.
Excuse me.
Representative Murphy.
No.
Representative Morgan.
Aye.
Representative Taylor.
Excuse me.
Chairwell.
Aye. Seven required number votes. Senate Bill 1040 has amended. Passed with a wave of hands. And having no further business this morning, we will I don't have to turn, do I? Another one right away. Right? No.
Yeah.
I can't turn. We adjourn. I can call another one in an hour. No.